The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Potatoes might be magic. I'm not 100% sure, and I can't guarantee it, but I'm relatively certain by what I've read on the internet that potatoes are magic.
All right, hold on. Did you get this information from a potato site? Are we talking about, I mean, because potatoes were theoretically going to keep Matt Damon alive in that space movie.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that they kept Ireland going until that famine thing hit,
right.
And it was all potatoes' fault that they had that problem.
Santa and Raven, everybody's sick. You know, it's like everyone you know
time
is
year.
Sick that time of year. All the kids at school are sick. I don't want my my youngest daughter is one, and I don't want her to get sick, so, and I can't get sick, so
right.
I started Googling, how do I prevent getting sick? How
Good.
Do I prevent getting the flu?
And I'm sure you got all sorts of scientific stuff behind
well,
that.
Well, you know, the number one thing I read was that people put sliced potatoes in their socks, and they walk around and they sleep with these sliced raw potatoes in their socks, and that prevents the flu.
Yeah, that seems right.
I don't know if it's science. But there were more than a handful of people that claimed that online. Now, I'm not sure where they get it, but if that many people say it works, I'm not saying my feet are soggy right
now,
but I'm saying I don't have the flu.
Are you going to you've been slicing potatoes and putting them in your socks?
Yeah, I started yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't get sick. And I'm willing to roll these
dice. I mean,
dice.
How about take vitamin C on a daily basis? Get some sleep, you know, take good care of yourself.
When I was a child, and my sister is 9 years younger than me, she had warts on her hands,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
And we couldn't get rid of these warts. And somebody had said to me, put a potato on her hand.
Right.
So I told her that I was going to get rid of the warts and that I was going to, the way to do it was to slice a potato and I was going to hold it on her hand.
And magically, you put the potato in her hand and then what happened?
I don't know if because she was so little, the power of suggestion, the wart went away.
What?
So when I started reading this on the internet, I go, potatoes are magic, and maybe not only do they get rid of warts, but maybe they also happen to prevent the flu.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Did you verify this wart thoughts that you had with your parents in recent memory?
I just did it.
Mama, did you actually take her to the doctor
and
get the warts taken off?
I was like 17, 18 years old. I remember it.
Okay.
You know? So here's the question for you this morning. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's your home remedy that just works? It doesn't have to be for the flu or sickness. It could just be anything that's a home remedy that you don't know why it works.
Right.
It just does.
Clearly, it could be rooted in nonsense,
yeah.
Like potatoes in your socks.
Am I sick right now? I'm not. 1-800-330-9999. If you put sliced raw potatoes in your socks, it's supposed to help you prevent getting the flu. I read it on several different websites.
I'm not going with it. I mean, because it's published on the internet is not enough for me to go with it. You say it's worked, but you've only been doing it for 24 hours
it's
at
true.
This point.
I currently have potatoes in my socks.
I believe it's the placebo. So if I just put my mind power into something that I say is magical and then tell myself that I took it, then I figure I'm getting the same effect.
Here's the thing. Some home remedies just work. 1-800-330-9999. What's your home remedy that just works?
Well, if you are running a fever or your child is running a fever, you put a wet sock on their feet, both feet, cover it up with a nice, big, fluffy, athletic sock, and put them to bed in the morning. They'll wake up and the fever will be gone.
What?
Wet socks.
Followed by athletic socks.
Covered by fluffy socks.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, wow. Otherwise the bed gets wet, you know.
Thank you for the call. That's a small price to pay, a wet, soggy bed for your kid's fever to go away.
Thank you for the call. That sounds insane.
No,
I want to be nice, but that sounds insane.
But it works. 1-800-330-9999. What's your home remedy that just works? Potatoes might be magic. I remember when I was young, my sister had a wart on her hand. She was very young. We're 9 years apart. And we could not get the wart to go away. And I had put a potato on her hand and told her that if I put the potato on, it would finally go away. And it did.
I'm not buying buying this potato stuff.
It's Anna and Raven. But fast forward, a few days ago, I was trying to figure out how to prevent getting the flu because so many people I know have the flu right now.
Right.
And I read everywhere on the internet that you should put sliced potatoes in your socks raw. And I've been doing that. And I've been feeling better than ever.
You did it one day. You said you read it yesterday. I mean, I did it yesterday.
Well, I read it over the weekend.
So you did it one day. So it's not a miracle. It didn't make you fly or anything. Here's what I think, all right? Potatoes have creative marketing people. How do you market a potato besides saying it's from Idaho or it's Red Bliss or something like that? This is a room full of people that once they come out with the French fry idea, somebody goes, okay, what else do we got? And now they're going with miracle healers.
Well, I agree. That's what they're doing. We asked on our Facebook page, what's your home remedy that just works? On our Facebook page, Britta wrote, onions on your feet. They remove toxins and prevent sickness. Also, you slice them up and you put them in bowls around your house and they absorb all the nasties. That's why you never eat a sliced onion unless it's immediately after you cut it.
Why does every remedy get more and more disgusting? Why is that? All right? Is that the basis of the bar that we set for whether or not the home remedy could be real? Well, it seems appalling. It's nothing I'd ever want to do to my body. Probably won't get the scent off for at least 2 weeks. It must work.
Kelly says so when she has a headache, she just slices a lime and rubs it on her temple. And that works.
Okay.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's the home remedy that just works?
Oh, you got to put a bar of Dove soap underneath your sheets to get rid of those annoying cramps in the middle of the night behind your calf.
Oh, my gosh. Does that work for real?
Yes, it works. Google it.
I get the worst night Charlie horses, and I always think it's because I just don't drink enough water. I never thought I could just put soap under my pillow and make it go away.
It's because you don't have enough Dove soap.
No, but it's Dove soap.
Just Dove.
Just Dove.
The sensitive bar or the regular bar?
Yep, just the white sensitive bar.
Okay. All right. Mm. Thank you so much for the tip.
Try it.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
You know, if you have a fever.
Yes.
Or the flu back in the day or demons, leeches. Leeches are really good.
Yeah, but where are you going to find leeches now? They don't just, like, hang out on the street corner.
No. You got to find, like, a swamp.
It's Anna and Raven. What's your home remedy that just works?
I had warts when I was a kid and had them surgically removed over a course of 4 years until I rubbed potatoes on them and buried them in a place I would never pass.
Yes!
And they all just...
Yes,
wait a minute.
I had to bury the potato in the front yard. I remember. Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes, I did the same thing with my sister.
Sorry.
You guys are not doctors, all right? You guys are not doctors. If anything, you're witches, all right? Just so you know.
Hold on, but where did we get this from? Because I remember doing the same thing. I remember it like it was yesterday. We rubbed the potato on it, and then we buried it.
This is an old Italian neighbor next door. Said, I'm going to bury it in the Bronx, and you'll never go by there again.
Yeah.
And it worked.
All right, there we go. To get rid of warts, potatoes, bury that potato after you rub it. We got it. Thank you so much. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your home remedy that just works?
Oh, my goodness. A whole fresh squeezed lemon and 2 huge tablespoons of organic raw honey. You mix that up. The honey really doesn't melt too much, but you sip that until it's all gone and it gets rid of a cough and a sore throat. Nothing works for me except that, not even the best cough syrup.
I mean, you just liquefied a lozenge. That's what you did. I mean, that's what a lozenge is made of.
But it works.
No. But you know what? When the tartness goes down, it kind of burns your throat. A lozenge doesn't do that. You have to get that liquid right on there.
1-800-330-9999. What's your home remedy that just works?
It's actually for diaper rash on babies. I breastfeed, so I take breast milk and coconut oil, and I put them in the little baby bullet I have for baby food. And I whip it together so it's nice and mixed and slather it on and it works amazing.
Breast milk cures everything.
Coconut oil too. Everybody talks about coconut
milk. It's like two magic things put together, 100%. And on Raven, what's your home remedy that it really works?
Okay, slice potatoes, put on your forehead for a headache, and then tie it up. It draws the headache out.
What do you tie it with? Rope?
I need like a towel or something, you know,
floss.
A headband.
Headband. That's
and the other remedy. The other remedy is if you get bit by a dog, you get the hair from the animal that bit you. You put it on the sore, and then you wrap it up with gauze, and you don't even get a scar. Mm. No infection.
Werewolf. Werewolf.
Then you look like Bigfoot.
That's what my grandfather used to do that to my mom. He had all these remedies, and they never had pills in the 1920s. But the headache with the potatoes, you slice them, it works. You don't have to wet them because they're really wet potatoes.
Right.
Right. And I want those potatoes for later.
And then I'm going to take the fur from the dog and put it on the potato.
Right. Well, you get all the flavor. It's a loaded potato.
Perfect. A little home fries of butter, onions, and ketchup. You
have it made. I have raw potato slices in my socks right now because I read several places on the internet that it helps prevent getting the flu.
I'm all about trying to be preventive, but I would think just some vitamin C, something over the counter, emergency. That would be fine.
It's Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What is your home remedy that actually works?
It cures athlete's foot, and it also, if someone has chronic smelly feet, it cures that as well. So you basically pickle your feet. So you take pickle juice. You need to collect enough so that it'll, when put in a tub, you can soak your feet in it. All different types of pickle juices work. Dill pickles. The ones
I like
that
the sweet
have a
pickles,
lot of the
personally.
Seasoning.
I like sweet pickles.
Yeah, sweet pickles.
Right from the bathtub to my sandwich, Anna.
And on Raven, what's your strange home remedy that just works?
When you have a bump, like you bump your head and you just, you know, you start swelling up, you put some butter on the bump and it will go right down.
The butter?
Butter.
Yeah.
Does it have to be real butter, or does a butter spread work?
Like a margarine.
I need to know.
Like spread, like, you know, when you put some on your toast.
So any spread is fine. Any spread, creamery spread.
Very creamy. Just put it on your bump, and your swelling will go down within a couple of minutes.
What if it's, I can't believe it's not butter spray? Because that seems convenient. You know, like you've got the spray bottle there at any time you need it. You know, I mean, if you get a lot of bumps, I'm just wondering.
All right, I guess. And on Raven, what's your home remedy that just works?
If your nose is bleeding, you smell a little piece of onion.
Smell onion.
Onion, we've been reading a lot on messages, also may be magic. I've been seeing that everywhere.
I feel like smelling the onion while already bleeding would be painful, like throwing salt on a wound.
Difficult.
Right? Like you're sterilizing it, you're throwing alcohol on it.
It's a little, but it stops the bleeding really fast.
Mm. It's interesting.
And on Raven, what's your home remedy that just works?
My home remedy is sucking on butterscotch cookies when you have a sore throat, and it, like, coats your throat.
Oh, and also...
The cookies or the candies?
Butterscotch candies.
Butterscotch.
The Werther's Originals.
Oh, yeah. Mm. They never tasted so good as when you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your home remedy that just works?
A tea bag for a sty on your eye.
Interesting. You get
a what?
A tea bag for the sty on your eye.
Oh, yeah. No. That does work. Like I've got eye problems myself, it actually does work far superior. And black tea over the others. Black tea works really good.
Yes. A black tea bag. My grandma used to tell me to do that, so my daughter gets them sometimes. And now with the Keurig, you don't have those. I have to always have to make sure I have a black tea bag.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have them in my house, too. So when I was in the Bahamas just recently on vacation, it was the waiter who reminded me. And I hadn't thought about that for decades because I never really had problems with my eyes when I was younger as a kid. But my grandmother used to always tell me. And the waiter in at Sandals was like, tea bag, man. And I was like, that's not that kind of party. That's a different result. And he was like, no,
right,
on your
right.
face. And I was like, same answer.
And on Raven, what's your home remedy that actually works?
I have three for you. To stop a nosebleed, you take a copper penny, put it to the top of your mouth, and you suck until it sticks to your mouth. It'll instantly stop nosebleed.
Very unsanitary.
Okay.
And to prevent keloids from coming on you after you get a cut, you wrap the cut with soot from the fireplace.
Mm.
You get pine needles, and you put it on, and you wrap it. And to get rid of the bunions on your feet,
yeah. Right.
You wrap it with duct tape, and it immediately does it. My podiatrist uses that technique as well today.
I have heard that duct tape does cure a lot of things, warts, bunions, corns, all of it.
Really?
I've heard that before.
It's amazing. Plus, it'll take care of a hole in your spacesuit.
Right.
I mean, that's a fantastic product.
Duct tape, along with potatoes, are magic. I'll give you that.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.